Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
Let's go. That's right, gotta love this American ride.
And you need to take some time to get the full picture.
Come on, come on, turn the radio on. It's Saturday and I won't be long.
Don't get me wrong, I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not America's sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Oh, well, Ryan is still here in spirit. That intro that he made, a cover, if you will, of the Annie Fry Show intro, he made, obviously, for the Dave Glover Show.
You know, it's a shame that he just happens to be out of town for the weekend that Evolution Festival is here, because, you know, I think there could be a real argument made that he could have been headlining with that as his main song.
I don't know if you're right about that.
What?
Do you guys know about the rapture that was supposed to happen this week?
I remember hearing about it.
Yeah, that I didn't hear much about it besides that someone had said something about that.
Where did that come from? I'm not plugged into rapture culture.
I think it was a TikTok thing,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, well, it was rapture talk.
Gosh, we couldn't plan this.
Rapture talk, get out of here.
I'm not plugged in, and I'm not somebody who believes in the rapture at all. So that's going to be a parting of ways for a lot of people listening right now who are like, Annie, how could you? And then there are the Lutherans and the Catholics. I'm glad you mentioned TikTok, because, Ethan, are you on TikTok?
No, I have not been since, I guess it kind of really started getting big during COVID.
Did
2020,
you have a TikTok
and
account?
I had it for a few months, and then...
Did you delete it? Or do you just not get on it?
I think I just deleted the app. I think my account is still out there, but...
Anything good on it?
Actually, yes, there's a couple of good things. That's probably why I kept it.
Deep dive. We will do that at some point.
Okay.
you didn't even like exhale all the way when you said that. You kind of got right
it's
here
so
and was
stupid.
Like, oh God.
I think the one that went the most viral for me, and it didn't even go that viral. It just had like, I don't know, like several thousand views or whatever. And it was me finding a frog in my driveway and feeding it a bug and it ate it.
I think that Brian has an old YouTube video about a squirrel and a Cheeto. Do you have TikTok, Brad?
No.
I've never had it either. This is the news that's out late. A lot of people were wondering what's going to happen with it. Here's J.D. Vance.
First of all, I would say all credit goes to the Secretary of the Treasury. Couldn't have got it done without Scott. Also couldn't have got it done without Sean Cooksey on my team. So thanks to them. The company will be valued around $14 billion. We actually think this is a good deal for investors, but ultimately the investors are going to make the determination about what they want to invest in and what they think is a proper value. The most important thing is that it does protect Americans' data security. It ensures TikTok is still accessible. And on this question of the algorithm, which we've heard this a lot, what this deal ensures is that the American entity and the American investors will actually control the algorithm. We don't want this used as a propaganda tool by any foreign government. We want to make sure that our people and our investors actually make these decisions based on what's good for their business as opposed to what's good for another government's propaganda arm. So that's what we've done with this deal. I think it's very good for the American people. And as the president said, young people love this. We actually want everybody to access this, whether they're MAGA or not. We just want it to be fair. We want it to be fair to everybody. And we think that's what's going to happen with this new arrangement.
So there you have the vice president of the United States speaking in the Oval Office to President Trump's right and talking about what the new TikTok deal is going to do. It sounds like they're saying it's going to be safe and secure to use. The reason I am not on it and never have been is because I don't trust downloading it, and the terms of service that you have to agree to essentially gives the entirety of your phone, all the data, all the keystrokes, anything your phone can access over to the Chinese government. Hard pass for this girl right here. But I am interested in TikTok. I am interested in the show being on TikTok. I'm just not willing to go be there under those circumstances and terms. So I'm watching this closely and trying to determine, like, maybe the Annie Fry show is about to come to TikTok where everybody else is. It's like, we'll be the last ones to the party. But I wanted to ask you about this. You said that the videos... How old were you when you put those videos up on your TikTok account that you don't really use anymore?
19 or 20.
What is your experience of using TikTok? Why were you there, and why did you decide, I'm going to delete this app from my phone?
The reason that I downloaded it was probably just because it was kind of the thing that everyone was using. At that point, you know, you didn't have the Instagram Reels. You didn't have this. It was the start of the very quick, short videos, and you were seeing a lot of funny stuff coming from TikTok. And I was like, yeah, I want to check it out. So I downloaded it. And at that point,
was COVID?
Yeah.
So it's not like you're a full ledger of things to do.
Correct. And after several months of having it, I realized just how much I was on it. I mean, it's so easy to just be scrolling and scrolling and scrolling for hours, and all of a sudden you blink and it's been several hours. I mean, during COVID, that was a thing, because, I mean, there was just nothing to do at first.
Other than make TikToks and watch TikToks.
Correct. Yeah. And eventually I was just like, okay, this is...
So you really made the decision because of your mental health?
Yeah. I was like, I'm on this too much. I need to get off this.
Did your peers do the same thing?
No. Not that I
can
recall
at
the time. Yeah, it wasn't based around anyone else's decision to do so.
In looking at TikTok, what I've been able to consume of it, it's wild to me to talk to people who, you know, the Charlie Kirk thing has brought this to my attention quite a bit, but people will say, like, they saw Charlie Kirk, they know Charlie Kirk from being on TikTok. He was on there and very effective at reaching people. I think somebody, I don't know who said it here, but someone on our chat said, never been on TikTok, will never be on TikTok. And I understand that a lot of the people, it's impressive that some of these people who are retired, you know, who are experienced in age, we'll say it that way, of which I would include myself in that in my 40s. Most people who are probably in their 40s and older have kind of settled into a social media load that they're comfortable with. Like, these are the places I'm willing to keep up with. X for me is a professional necessity. And I find myself scrolling through X at times going, this doesn't ever end. We talked about this, I think, a little bit with the Charlie Kirk stuff. And as we were watching, we got the news that he had been shot. We got the news that he had been shot before we got, like, news that he had been shot. And so we're scrolling and we're refreshing over and over and over again, trying to get the information, because the second that it's reported, it will be everywhere on X first.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So then once you find out, for us, it was the Daily Mail that reported it first. You find out that it's been reported and it's real. This is a real story. Now, what's the gravity and the magnitude of it? We don't know. Scroll, 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 refresh, refresh, refresh. And then all of a sudden we are in with our own eyes and ears, seeing what happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a healthy thing.
No.
It's actually, I think for a lot of people, I think a lot of people are realizing that we have too much information. And, you know, we all work in our own little you know, everybody listening to this show, you have things that you need to know, you need to stay up on, you need to understand. And so we all have our lanes of reasons why we need to be over-informed and deeply informed on whatever that particular lane is. Ours is news. I was going to say unfortunately, but it's not unfortunate. I'm blessed to have this job and I'm grateful for it.
There are times when it sucks, though.
But it is the cost of doing business, and it's too much. And I'm still thinking, like, I don't even need to, I did not need to see that. And in the studio, I don't know, Ethan, if you were in here, but Brad was in here, Ryan was in here, of course. Ryan saw the video of the actual shot hitting him, saw it first, and he was like, there's no way that he survived that. And I said, I don't want to see it. Don't show it to me. I don't want to see it. I don't need to see it. I've learned that this, being in this business now for almost 20 years, that I don't need to see everything with my own eyes to believe it or to report on it. Like, there are some things that I can just be told. And if I'm being told from a place of integrity that this is what happened, I'm going to take that. And I don't need to have all the information just because it's available. But I'm 40. I've lived some life right now. I think we all in here have an understanding of how sick the world is and how depraved the world is. There are kids accessing this stuff who don't know that yet. They're not capable of processing that. I'm not capable of processing that. There are people who saw what happened to Charlie Kirk happen who have worked in law enforcement, who have been in the military, who have seen things in their life, and they're not prepared to see that type of stuff. If TikTok becomes something that is not a threat to the United States of America from a foreign adversary, we have to, as parents, be focusing in on the threat that it is in the palm of our child's hand, unsupervised, unvetted, because I don't really know any adults who have a really firm grasp on keeping social media in the tiny space in life where it belongs. It infiltrates our work environment. We have responsibilities to be on social media for various things or to consume things from social media for various things. And so, like, I think the more mature you get, the more grown you get, the more you understand that it is my responsibility to actively police what I'm allowing myself to access. But still, at the same time, you know that it can very quickly be a problem. And there are TikTok profiles out there that you can see publicly. There are TikTok profiles out there that you can see privately. But when I see what youth are doing, you know, we've talked about the emo movement. I don't know if, like, how old were you when emo was a thing?
Oh, geez, pretty young.
Like, when you became of an impressionable age, that was a yesterday thing.
Yeah, that
thing.
Was beyond, yeah.
We have been living in, I would say, decades, probably two decades, of culture where victimhood is the greatest strength you have, which is a weird kind of oxymoronic sentence to even say out loud, but it's true. Your victimhood, your whatever you can claim as your marginalized accessory is the number one thing you should talk about. It should be the number one thing about you. And on social media, there are so many children who are putting these things out on social media. And I say children. I'm basically saying if you're under 18.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Your child. They put things out there that I can kind of remember, like when I was in high school, if there was something that was, if somebody was down, if somebody was being bothered by something, if somebody was pining after somebody who wasn't returning the affection or whatever. We didn't have social media to like tell the world that. So you'd kind of maybe share it with some of your friends, but that was a human to human exchange where you, if you were getting to a place where it was, you know, Ethan, I think we need to sit down and talk about this, or Ethan, you need to cheer up, or how can I cheer, like, or like just having another human person to person contact could kind of help keep you at bay, anchored in something that was real. Kids are putting things out right now. I look at TikTok culture for kids. A lot of it is attention seeking. And then I ask myself, well, isn't that what adults are doing when they post things on social media? Yeah, for the most part. It's attention seeking, but to what end? And if you're trying to seek out the attention, who are you, whose attention are you trying to seek out? And if you, like, that escalates. The attention, the victimhood that you put out, or the thing that you're putting out, like you're trying to bury your soul, like we're all burying our souls. It's good to talk about stuff. It's good to acknowledge things that are going on in your life, and it's good to be supported by that. But if those conversations only happen in vague posts on social media to get people who say, you know, comment on your social media post to say, like, love you, over and over and over again, that's not actual human-to-human human contact. Our children are so lonely. They're so lonely. They are in a relationship with their devices where they can reach the entire world. They can have access to all the people, and yet no personal connection with any of them. And I'm looking at TikTok right now, and the reason it's not on my phone and it's never been on my phone is because of China. That's why it's never been on mine. But the reason it's not on my kids' phones, the reason they don't have access to it is certainly because of that. But I don't know what we're doing handing this stuff over to our children, because everybody else is doing it. Snapchat is another one. The amount of predatory behavior, the amount of pictures of children that are being sent to other children that are nude pictures because they're asked for. I mean, the stuff that is taking place in these circles, people don't talk about it. And I'm telling you right now, I'm saying these things, and there are people listening right now who you would never believe have a kid who's experienced extortion, sextortion, who's shared a picture that they deeply regret. It's like a commonplace thing today. Mm-hmm. The way children interact with one another, the things that they access, the amount of pornography that your very well-behaved but yet curious kids can just have access to on the internet in all of these places is devastating. And we all think it's not going to happen to us, and then it does, and then you're ashamed of it, and then you don't talk about it, and then we're all living these like parallel lives, but we're not understanding that, why are we putting this in the hands of our children? Like, why are we not saying no more often? The government can't come in and say no. Like, is TikTok brain rot for our youth? It is brain rot for our youth. But that's not Donald Trump's job to tell you to keep TikTok out of your kid's hands. And then you're the bad guy because you didn't give your kid TikTok. Or you use TikTok, so you feel like you're a hypocrite. You're an adult. You can do what you want. You've lived the life to be able to do that. But our kids are so lonely. The epidemic of lonely children who don't feel like they can relate to anyone, because everything they relate to is through a screen, which is edited and filtered so that that person presents themselves in the most attractive way. Nothing is real. And TikTok, like, there's going to be a surge of people who are going to get on TikTok after this deal is done. And I might be one of them. But I am lamenting 10 years from now when the children who are a little bit younger than you, Ethan, grow up and reflect in their adult life on what the social media did to them as a child, the things they were exposed to at such a young age. There's going to be a reckoning of truth that comes out that talks about how these kids, how lonely and sad it was. They're connected to everybody, but they're connected to nobody at the same time. I wish there was something I could think of to do about it. All I can do is talk about it, but I feel like I'm always the bad guy in it.
There is a lack of understanding for today's parents as to just how dangerous it is. And I understand that to a certain extent because, you know, my parents, you didn't grow up with a phone in your pocket, with access to the world in your pocket.
I had a phone at 16. It had literally 30 minutes a month that I could talk on it, and it had Snake. It was a Nokia with an American flag faceplate, I might add.
Parents today, most parents today, are not aware of just how much is available within a few clicks of a button. And it is scary. And I hope that my generation, knowing now just how accessible so much is, that there is going to be more care with how cell phones are handled to their children eventually. I hope.
I want to talk a little bit more about that in depth and get your thoughts on this, because there is a clip that's going around. Of course, Charlie Kirk clips are going around like crazy right now, but there's one that talks about pornography. And I want to talk about that when we come back. I'm not going to play it because I think it's too graphic for our audience, but I want to discuss it. And then at 2:30, we're going to do Ask Us Anything. So get your questions into the Annie Fry YouTube chat and we'll answer your questions at the bottom of the hour. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.